It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Here's a note from one of our earliest donors of the year 2016. Daniel writes from Jellicoe, Tennessee. I am an alumnus of Eastern Kentucky University. I recently left Central Kentucky to move back home and pursue my PhD at the University of Tennessee. My time in Richmond will always be special to me, and WEKU was a big part of that. I'm still listening. And finally, a comment from Lee, a regular listener to our sister station, Classic 102.1.
In answer to the folks who called and complained about the transmission glitch during the Christmas concert on WKYL, we are darn lucky to have such a good station. I've listened to classical music FM stations while traveling from Savannah to Duluth to Denver and points in between, and none of them's any better than WKYL. I personally know that Roger and John have been working like demons to get the glitches out of that nightmare of a system. They now have them down to as many in a year as there used to be in a week.
We're grateful for the kind words, Lee, but we're still appalled whenever we have technical glitches, either on 102.1, 88.9, or any of the other 8 frequencies that we operate. We resolved to reduce even further the technical and operational problems during 2016. We are, of course, interested in your feedback. Write to us at WEKU at eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 88.9 WEKU. Or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning or afternoon on 88.9 WEKU.